53 million dogs live in the United States, more per capita than in any other country in the world. One out of every three households here includes a canine companion. Despite the fact that they drink out of toilets and roll in a wide range of things unspeakable, we let them sit on our sofas, give us big slobbery kisses, and ride in the front seats of our cars. We like to think of our dogs as our better halves, and sometimes they are, with their wagging bodies and their penchant for forgiveness. And because they forgive us our trespasses, we're inclined to do the same for them. "Oh, don't you worry," said a gray-haired lady in the park recently. "My Rover wouldn't hurt a flea." Meanwhile, her dog snarled viciously at my left thigh. Eventually, Rover grew bored of tormenting me, and I jogged, ever so gingerly, into the sunset unharmed. But each year, some 4.5 million other Americans aren't so lucky. That's how many dog bites are estimated annually in the U.S., according to canine aggression experts. Nearly 335,000 victims are admitted to emergency rooms each year. The insurance industry estimates more than $1 billion in dog-related liability claims annually. Despite all the chew toys and raw hides we shower on them, dogs bite us. Not because they're bad, but because they're dogs. They don't know any of the good swear words. They can't pound their fists on the kitchen table or throw plates when they're really mad. Instead, they have sharp teeth. We should love our dogs, but loving them doesn't mean expecting them to be human. It means acknowledging that they're not. As the weather warms up, so too does the likelihood that humans and dogs will mix it up out on sunny sidewalks and in public parks. That means those of us with dogs have some added responsibilities. Yes, yes, we know Fido is a perfect dear, wouldn't harm an ant. Just the same, please do us all a favor and keep him on a leash. Hey, get back here!